Canines on the Front Line, Joe Vineyard and Jason Owen with us. Gentlemen, welcome in.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very good. And yourself?
Very well. Thank you.
Who are our four-legged friends that we have with us as well?
My dog is named Paddington, and Jason's dog is named Sobey, and they are each our service dogs.
Talk to us a little bit about that, Joe.
Okay, well, the VA decided I would benefit from having a service animal, and I found out about the program Canines on the Front Line through a mutual friend. Jason interviewed me and my dog, and we were able to go through the 16-week training program and become certified service animal and trainer.
So Paddington was your dog already?
Yes, sir. Paddington was my pet, and I had had him for about 2 years, and the program normally rescues animals and then trains them to be service animals for veterans at no cost to the veteran. But since I already had a dog, I asked Jason if it would be okay, and he came and interviewed Paddington and I and said yes, that he would work for the program.
Well, talk to us about your experience and also your experience with Paddington.
My experience with the program, I had a lot of anxiety and PTSD, and was having a hard time in large social gatherings, being around a lot of people. Jason came and through the program changed all of that for me. I'm comfortable being out in large crowds now, and Paddington just gets you wherever you go. People want to pet him and people want to talk to you, so you don't get to have a bad day when you're out with your service animal, because everyone wants to come love on him and then of course talk to you. So through that 16-week training program, not only did we learn the basics, he taught us the advanced things we need to know, because each of us veterans have different needs. And so he helps us to train our dogs to fulfill those needs for us.
What a neat program. I mean, combat veterans have a tough haul. Like anybody who's been downrange can relate to that, and folks who haven't. Still, you know, there's a challenge out there, and this is kind of cutting-edge kind of technology with four legs, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. This program originated in the state of Maine in 2016, Jason attended that program and came back to Missouri for personal reasons and saw the great need that we have here for this program. And so in June 4th of 2018, he actually officially started this program. And we graduated our first class in December of last year, which Paddington and I were in. And he's now doing a class in Jeff City and Columbia for the next program.
Jason, talk to us a little bit about the effort and what it's meant to you personally, the whole effort.
When I went back home to Maine, found Canines on the Front Line. A friend of mine in Maine that I went to high school with had a service dog. And I said, how'd you get one? You know, I think it'll help me. I'm, you know, struggling, going through life and stuff like that. And he told me to call this German guy. His name is Hagen. He's the co-founder of Canines on the Front Line in Maine, who will be out here in a couple weeks for our gala that we're having. And introduced me to Sobey. Sobey was 2 days away from being euthanized in a kill shelter down in Georgia, and immediate bond started beginning when I met her. And I was getting out. I was on top of mountains in Maine. I was going to sporting events. I was living life again. I absolutely loved it.
Well, maybe talk about your personal challenges and all, Jason, if it's not too painful. Okay. Talk about that for the listeners.
After the military, after two deployments, I began struggling through life. I was in a very dark spot. I was self-medicating and couldn't get out of it. Knew something needed to change and went through the VA several times, rehab, all that stuff, and nothing really clicked with me. But when I got Sobey, working with military, working dogs, it kind of clicked. Like I was back in the military. I felt like I had a purpose again. Felt like I was back on cloud nine and best feeling in the world.
So you worked with dogs in the military. What was your MO there? What was your...
I was a military police officer, and I did on-the-job training with military working dogs.
Great.
It is. I think about my own father, who was a combat veteran in three wars and all, and, he was in the Air Force and fighter pilot and all that, but he had quite the bond with his bird dogs over the years, and I remember being a kid, probably in grade school, one of our bird dogs passed away, and I'd never seen my father cry before, so it was kind of a real bonding experience there that, even whether it's a trained PTSD dog or a service dog, dogs are pretty intuitive, aren't they?
They really are. I used to sit with my curtains closed in dark spots. When I got the dog, obviously they have to go outside, they have to go for walks, they have to exercise, which forced me to open up kind of building that bond with them and saying, you know, you trust me, I trust you. Let's go outside and go for hikes. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. And now, meeting with people, they're not looking at me. They're not talking to me. They're talking about the dog, which makes me proud. So I don't mind talking to people about my dog.
Let's talk about the classes that you have in Jefferson City and Columbia. How big are they, and what kinds of things do you concentrate on when you're working with your classes?
The last class, we had 13 veterans start. This class right now, we have six between Jefferson City and Columbia. First off, we start off at the VFW in St. Martin's, and we are at the American Legion in Columbia. Start with the first 6 or 7 weeks doing basic obedience, so sits, downs, walking with a leash, you know, healing, working on tasks. So be a service dog, you have to have at least 3 tasks. So we begin that before we go out to town. We've been using Lowe's, public access and stuff like that with the dogs.
Jason, talk to us about the event coming up. That's a big thing we want to promote.
This is our inaugural gala. It's a Show Me Honor Gala, and what we do is we honor one Missourian each year that has done a lot for Missouri veterans. This year's honoree is Phil Kaloff, who is part of the VFW and all over Jeff City, and has done a lot for veterans in the community and organizations and like that. And we just want to give back to him and show him that we appreciate everything he's done for Missouri veterans. And as far as the dinner, doors will open up at 5:30 at Capitol Plaza. It'll be cocktail hour. And then we will have our guest speaker and dinner at 6:30. Our guest speaker is an Army veteran, Christy Gardner. She is a double amputee Army veteran, and she is on the U.S. Women's National Sled Hockey Team.
Wow.
She's just assistant captain. She'll have her dog, Moxie, here, and she's bringing a little puppy with her called Tiny Tim, who was born with a deformed arm, and they just recently amputated his arm, so he's got 3 legs, and he will be working as a therapy dog in Maine, working with youth kids that are handicapped. So.
Very cool.
Wow.
Joe, talk to us about this organization, what it's meant to you.
As I said earlier, I had problems with anxiety, didn't like going out in public very often, and through this program and through training my dog, it's given me the confidence to go back out and be comfortable in really any type of social setting, because I have Paddington basically as my security blanket. He notices if I'm getting upset, and he gets in my face and licks me and kind of makes me focus on him and not so much on everything that's going around me. But you know, if I'm thinking about something bad from my past, he makes me focus on the here and now. So that's a huge relief.
Well, it's a big part of it too. It's kind of like Jason alluded to. You know, it's harder to worry about yourself and dwell on things when you got to take the dog for a walk or take him out for to do his business.
Yep.
Because you know that's a big part of the challenge, isn't it? What about you need some assistance? I mean, how are you fixed up on sponsors and all for the gala and all? I mean,
Diamond Pet Food is our presenting sponsor. They've been
a great bunch,
phenomenal for us. They've done commercials for us, helping us promote the organization, and it's really helped jumpstart the program, and we can't thank them enough.
I was wondering, looking here, we have a golden doodle and you have a boxer. Can all dogs go through this training and be trained to do this?
Yes,
kind of work?
We're not breed specific. It all depends on the dog's temperament and how they would be out in public. And right now we have a veteran who has a pit bull.
Mm-hmm.
Some organizations didn't want him to go through it because it was a pit bull. And the dog's a phenomenal dog. And you know, after meeting with him and evaluating the dog, I said, let's go do it.
Mm-hmm. Usually after training those dogs, they can be, I mean, they're intelligent animals.
Absolutely,
they really are.
Yes, 100%. Mm-hmm. They go through a 16-week training program, and at the end of the 16 weeks, they take a test. We have one of the police officers around here through Guarded Exchange who comes and does the testing for us. So that way, I'm not going through the program with the veterans and say, yeah, I like you guys, I want to make sure you pass. We have somebody else come in unbiased and take the test for them. So.
How is the Midwest, and I guess Missouri specifically, is it service dog friendly now? I mean, there have been bills that have gone on the books both nationally and in Missouri, but it was kind of an uphill battle a little bit, wasn't it?
For the most part, yes, it's service dog friendly. Just like anything, you're going to run into problems. There's fake service dogs out there. which make it harder for the veterans and harder for anybody that does have a service dog, because, you know, the interest or, you know, honor system and all that, it's hard to tell if it's a service dog or not. What I like to tell people is if the dog's sitting there and the dog's not doing anything wrong, the dog is behaving, more than likely it is a service dog. A lot of veterans really don't want to be questioned and bothered if they go into a restaurant and they have a dog and it's not doing anything wrong. A lot of them don't want to be out in public as it is, so it's hard for them.
Sure.
So it does make it hard when you have the fake service dogs. So,
well, they've got their uniforms on, though, that they wear out in the field, don't they?
They do, but I was at a restaurant here in town the other day. When I walked in, a lady approached me and said, "Where can I buy that service dog vest that he's wearing?" And I explained to her, you can't buy the service dog vest that he's wearing, that you have to go through the entire program and earn the vest. And that was kind of really the first time I'd been presented with the someone wanting it just so they could put it on their dog so they could take it everywhere, which is what, you know, that individual told me.
That's interesting.
I was quite shocked.
Well, that's one of those kind of questions I guess you get, though, isn't
it? You do.
People have genuine curiosity about it.
But there are so many situations, there's so many dogs these days that can do so many different things. There are diabetes dogs.
Correct.
There obviously are the dogs that work with the blind, but there's dogs that can help those who have been injured to get up and move around and those kinds of things. So it is kind of a thin line. But as you say, if you have those uniforms on them, if you have those jackets on them, I mean, that is a pretty good indication that those dogs have been through some sort of training.
Correct. We also, through Jason's program, when we graduate, we also each got a credit card sized card that we carry with us that shows that we have been through the training and has a picture of your animal on it and everything. So if, say, a manager, you know, wants to see some type of paperwork or certification, you can provide them with that. But I really haven't ran into that anywhere in Jeff City. Everywhere I go with Patty, they're pretty welcome. Matter of fact, some of the places I go so frequently, they keep treats and they know him by name. And when I come in, they're like, "Does he get a treat today?"
He's like, "I like coming here."
Yeah, he gets spoiled everywhere we go.
Can you guys slip on earphones here, your earphones that you have in front of you there? We're going to go ahead and take a phone caller this morning on open air. And as soon as we get things ready to go here, slide those on. There you go. Good morning. You are on open air.
Yeah, it's a great segment this morning, guys. It's very interesting. At the end of this, I hope that you could tell us that there's a website that we could donate to or visit more and get more information. But you touched on something that was my point before I called in, was that there's a lot of people out there in community that take advantage of the service dogs, and they're not service dogs. They just take them into the Walmart or the restaurant or wherever they decide they want to take their animal to, even though they're not service dogs. I just wish there was a way that people would wake up and understand that you guys really need these animals to get through your day, and they're just they're being selfish about it, the way they react to these environments. But I just think that, just like anything else, people take advantage of certain situations and certain incidents, just like yours, and you get a bad rap for it. When they're needed, but when they're abused, they're abused.
Okay, thank you. That's a very good point, isn't it, gentlemen?
Yes, it is.
Well, I was going to ask Jason before we go back and talk just a little bit more about the gala before you guys get out of here. Any people who are dog handlers in the military who come onto the program specifically and maybe redevelop a working partnership with a dog? Because, you know, I have a friend here in Jefferson City whose son was a working dog handler in the Marine Corps, and he was pretty bummed when he got out and had to give the dog up.
That is my goal here.
Oh, so you can take him off. Yeah, if it bothers you.
That's my goal here is, once the veterans start going through the program, that we start getting more veterans that want to be on the training side of it. That way we can help more veterans, and then we get more veterans helping veterans. So if you know anybody that is a dog handler or has been a dog handler and was in the military, please send them our way. Because more military veterans that we have in our program, the better.
Mm-hmm. Mike, if you're listening, tell your son. Well, talk to us one more time about the gala, what you need. Still time for people to sign up. Come on and take part and see our friend Phil Caleb.
Tickets are on sale at eventbrite.com, or you can pick them up at Premium Pets on Lafayette and McCarty Street. They are $60. All 100% goes back to the nonprofit, helping more veterans and dogs. And looks like we got some opening day Cardinals tickets that we have just announced yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, and we got a big announcement today involving maybe something for the Chiefs.
Very cool.
So we'd love to have you guys out there, learn about the program, meet Christy Gardner, who is, you know, assistant captain on the sled hockey team and going to be on the track and field team. She's been on Rachel Ray. She was on a makeover for Rachel Ray. Great lady. And come out and support Phil and learn more about the program. Meet the co-founders from Maine. Hmm. And if anybody wants to learn more about the program, they can go to www.caninesonthefrontline.org.
Very good. Canines on the Front Line. Joe Vineyard, Jason Howe. And Aaron Hart and I will be handling some MC duty. So we will be out there with you coming up on March 21st at Capitol Plaza Hotel. Gentlemen, thank you for your service. And tell the dogs thank you for their service as well.
Thank you very much for having us.
We'll talk to you then, guys. Thank you much.